Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klam and Vav, and we finished Simon Zion. Just maybe before we go on to Simon Ches, just to clarify one a few more points. The Shulchan Aruch does say in the case where the person knows that the kais is totally clean, there's no need for hadacha and shtifa. So a person washes out a kais Motzei Shabbos and puts it away in the drawer or wherever he stores it. In the china cabinet, there's no reason to believe that it became dirty during the week. He has no chiyuv to wash it again in Erev Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's appropriate to wash it unless the person knows that it's not kibitzach, unless he's clear that it's not that it's clean. Okay, now let's just touch on the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph says that there are 10 things which are said in regards to the din of Kesha Bracha. So, Hadacha and Shtifa, which we spoke about. Now, Chai means that you put it into the Kesha before. They used to do Mezigah in their Kesha. The wine was very thick and very strong. They would have to add water. And you should put it into the Kesha when it's still raw, as it were. And then you should add the water later on. We have a discussion exactly when is the appropriate time to do that. And that doesn't apply nowadays, the concept, because our wines are weaker and they already have, there's no din of mezik of adding water to them. So, mole. So we spoke of the halacha that's supposed to be mole. So that's four. The halacha is that you're not l'mshteyadov or nesu b'yamin. So we spoke about those two. And when b'yamin a karka tefach, person is supposed to raise it up, that everybody should be able to see it, and we spoke about that. And Nesav Enoboy, which the Chayyadim says it in the phrase, well, you see it at the middle, and you stack up a tomit. So you're supposed to look at it and stay focused on it, and that, which means on the benching, but that helps by the focus you're focusing on the kais. Now there's two that the Chayyadim skipped. Those are Itzur and Itzuf. And there's this question, what exactly are Itzur and Itzuf? So the Mora says that Itzuf, the Repapa was Ma'atef B'Yosef, Rav Asi Poris Sudra Al-Reshe. So Itzur is some form of putting a crown upon oneself, a terrace. And Itzuf is to envelop oneself, wrap oneself. So Rashi says that there is the one pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says it means ma'atreil b'talmidim. He would surround himself with his talmidim when he was benching. Rechisim was matle b'natle. He did itur by surround. He made it surrounding it with other kaisis. But these two amaroyim that would be it was a question of dress, of how a person should dress for benching, that he should have something more on top of his head, and he should have something more than just his regular shirt on. So the Chayyadim does not bring this halacha down, but the Mishnah Berurah does. In Or HaChaim, in Siman Kufei Gimel, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that he brings the bog in the rum, says the name of the Bach. So the Yerushalayim lo yivarech b'mitznefes, rak yosem akev al rosha. So not just with the yarmulke on, but you should have put on the hat that they normally wear outside. V'yeshanogim gamken lihisati b'begad ha'elyon, they put on their outer jacket, the chosev b'chal ituf and hemer b'gemora etzel kaisa bracha. That goes into the concept of ituf. The chenogu kayyam b'Yisrael beis brachas amazon. Therefore, nowadays it is the custom when one benches shemasimen hakayvo al reish shehen filo kashumavarech b'yachid b'li kais. So even though the Gemara says it in the context of the kaisa bracha, which it seems to be a halacha specifically because of the kais, the person not benching on a kais, he does not have this need to do it. But the Mishnah Berurah says that became the minhag to do that even when a person is not benching with a kais, that a person should put a kai al roisho. It's interesting. This is the one place in halacha where it seems to be clear that one should be wearing something more than just a yarmulke on their head. In davening, many people have a meaning to wear a hat, etc. That's not clear in halacha anywhere. There's such a requirement. But for benching, there seems to be such a requirement. Now, does it only apply in a time where they had another layer of covering? But nowadays, it's not common. So maybe it doesn't apply. That's an argument. But straight up of halacha, that he says that one should do so. And again, the primary halacha is said when a person is benching on a kais. But the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag has from there be mishtal, so that we do that even when a person not benching on a kais. Also says a person should put on a beged elyon. Now, a beged elyon does not necessarily mean a jacket. A person could put on a sweater as well. And the being from Scheinberg, that a person who wears a sweater yofa, a nice sweater, that would also count for a beged elyon. That would be sufficient for this purpose. The Aruch HaShulchan says, however, that he lorinu shenoygim lubush beged elyon b'shas birchas hamazon. There's maybe more of an issue of putting on a hat than even putting on a jacket. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that's only when they would bench on a kais. But a person's benching without a kais, he did not say that people are necessarily makbet on that. And the Mishnah Berurah seemed to say that that was the minhag to do so as well. And so the person should be aware that a benching, even more than davening, it's appropriate to make sure that a person's careful in their clothing in the honor of the benching, especially when they're benching on a kais. Have a good day.